No, absolutely. I ended up, you know, learning CAD and all that, so I had just hours and hours of screen time, and, you know, kind of, I think it hurt my eyes because of all the screen time. But, you know, sitting in a dark room, looking at a dark screen with color lines on it, it's not a bad way to do things. I worked as a project manager, and so I got to go to all these different places, you know, the different auto plants that we had jobs at, and the different proving grounds, and places like, you know, Pepsi Cola and Vlasic Pickles, and these potato chip factories, and we did a lot of anything with stainless steel in the process, you know, drug manufacturing. Been in a lot of milk plants. Boy, there's a whole nother aspect of manufacturing is milk processing and food processing. It's really amazing. But I had a good career. I enjoyed it. You know, it paid for some mortgages and paid for some hobbies and what have you. And it was good. I have no complaints about the way it came up. In fact, one of my grandsons became a welder. He said, "Well, trades seem to work out for you, Grandpa, and they teach it at school." So he was in Rochester schools, and he went to Votech and became a welder. So more power to him, you know. I'm afraid that, welding, plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, you know, AI can't take that job from you. Can't take that one. Thank you, Lance, KF8FGS.
Yeah, we've been trying to figure out how to integrate AI and take some of our workload off of us, but we'll see where that goes. But I'm about to go underground, so I will say 7-3. This is the APY.